Thanks for being with us today on The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. You can call it Star Wars for the America First era. The star in this case, your very own son. The Trump administration announced steep new tariffs on foreign-made solar panels earlier this week.
Our companies will not be taken advantage of anymore, and our workers are going to have lots of really great jobs with products that are going to be made in the good old USA, and that's what this is all about.
Well, the tariffs are aimed at Chinese solar manufacturers, but this latest swipe in the solar trade wars got a swift response from China, from the international community, and from the American solar industry. Madison Freeman is a fellow at the Clean Energy Leadership Institute. Madison, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what do these new tariffs do, and why has President Trump chosen this moment to impose them? What do they hope to achieve?
So these are pretty broad and sweeping tariffs. They apply to almost all imports of solar panels to the United States. And they're pretty steep as well. They're about 30%, and they step down over 4 years to 15%. And the goal of these tariffs is kind of twofold, both to actually support U.S. manufacturing of solar panels through protecting U.S. companies, as well as sort of being more of a symbol to China that these sort of trade practices that enabled really cheap solar panels on the international market aren't acceptable and won't be tolerated by this administration.
Now, this story didn't start this week with the announcement of 30% tariffs. The U.S. and China have traded blows in the solar sector for a long time. Give us a little bit of the history here.
Yeah, so for about 10 years ago, the Chinese government started really aggressively subsidizing solar manufacturing. Chinese companies were then able to flood the international market with really cheap solar panels. And in about 2010, 2011, that ended up really hurting U.S. manufacturing. And so you see in 2010 and 2011, about 25% of American solar production capacity completely disappeared. And a lot of solar manufacturers went bankrupt and closed, and it really damaged our ability to produce solar panels. This happened in both the more traditional solar panels that were companies that were competing directly with China, as well as the new innovative startups that were creating almost entirely different products, but just weren't able to match the below-cost prices of these Chinese solar panels. So the Obama administration imposed tariffs in 2012 and 2014. They were supposed to crack down on Chinese companies and targeted China and Taiwan specifically. But a lot of these Chinese companies just then moved their manufacturing to Malaysia or Thailand or South Korea. And so these cheap panels have stayed on the market at that same price. And what you've seen is that the U.S. Solar industry has shifted from manufacturing to installations. We used to make up about 25% of world solar panel manufacturing, and now we only make about 5%. But we've had a booming solar industry in the meantime as we've used these cheap panels to fuel sort of a solar renaissance in a lot of places, including California, including a lot of states across the East Coast. And it's been really great for the industry overall, but manufacturing has never jumped back. And so these tariffs are prompted by a case that the International Trade Commission filed by two solar manufacturers who are going bankrupt and were asking for protections against what they saw as unfair trade practices.
But the industry that's boomed in the United States, installation and management, would that industry be negatively affected by tariffs on foreign panels? I mean, if it makes it harder to buy solar panels if they come from China, South Korea, or anywhere else, the people who sell them and install them here in the United States are going to suffer.
So that's exactly the problem with these tariffs, is that the U.S. solar industry has been pretty strongly opposed to these tariffs kind of across the board because so much of the industry today revolves around being able to import these cheap panels. And most of the jobs in the solar industry revolve around this. And this is not a small industry. There's about 260,000 jobs in solar, and the vast majority of those are either in installation, the people who come to your house and put the solar panel on your roof and then come back to maintain it, or they're in, you know, associated industries of sales or of financing, of project management. The Solar Industries Association has estimated kind of on the high end that this could put at risk about 23,000 jobs, mostly in installation. So there's a large contingent of the solar industry that's really, really concerned about what this will do to their ability to continue growing at the rapid rate that they've been able to in the past.
Is there a legitimate worry in the United States that China will eventually control the entire solar market? I mean, you said U.S. manufacturing is down to 5%. Are we out of the game? Has China already won?
So I think there's a really, you know, clear history of China dominating the global solar market. Back in about, I think, 2005, they were at about 7% of global production. And today they're about at 70%. They really are the primary manufacturer for sort of the traditional silicon solar panel. However, if you're concerned about American manufacturing and you want to encourage American manufacturing of solar panels, the way to do it is not to put these blunt tariffs. They're a really crude instrument for a really complicated and delicate situation. The United States has never been the best at creating the cheapest products, and that's not what our strength is. And China has been able to do that with these solar panels. And I think if we're going to try to compete, we shouldn't try to compete with these traditional panels at the cheapest cost, but instead we should try to compete by innovating. That's been our strong suit for a long time. And unfortunately, these cheap panels did knock out a lot of really innovative startups in Silicon Valley that were creating very different types of solar panels that were much more efficient, that were much more durable, that were able to be implemented in very different ways. If you're worried about jobs, if you're worried about U.S. industry, if you're worried about making sure that prices are cheap and fair for the average consumer, then this doesn't accomplish any of that. All it really accomplishes is sort of making an ideological statement that China has unfair trade practices and we want to have a heavy hand. If you look at this as making a statement or taking a stand against China, I don't think that it actually accomplishes any goals of hurting China, and it certainly leaves us open to a lot more difficulty moving forward.
Madison Freeman, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Madison Freeman is a fellow at the Clean Energy Leadership Institute.